Welcome to Thursday, 10 minutes after 5. Am I the only one that's ready for January to be over?
That would be tomorrow.
I was looking at the calendar and was like, yeah, the last day of January. Oh, no, we got one more day. All right, we can do it.
What choice do we have?
Well, you could just go to sleep or something and wake up on Saturday and
we've got some extra stuff coming in February to make February go fast. I mean, the Olympics start in 8 days, and that'll get us to spring training, and then February will be gone. You know,
Super Bowl is this weekend.
Right?
We got a lot of stuff to look forward to.
Well, Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Oh. Does that come out in February?
Comes out the week. Actually, it comes out. Does it come out this week or next week? It's soon.
Of course you have that marked on your calendar.
It was always sent out, you know, in the depth of winter to inspire young men everywhere, especially in the northern climates.
Give
them something to look forward to.
Spending more time in the bathroom. What's going on? No.
See, I was going to do a joke for Tom, but it's like, no, that's all right. It's already been done. So I was watching the national news last night, and the mayor of Atlanta and the governor of Georgia are getting just yelled at and slammed and blamed for the horrific traffic circumstances that they had in the Atlanta area. The kids were stranded overnight in their grade schools. People were stranded on the highway literally they watched the sun go down and then the sun come up the next day. People are sleeping in their cars and rest areas, gas stations, et cetera, because
there's 2 inches of snow.
A little bit of snow fell, and this is what's funny. We would call it a dusting, right? If it's about an inch and a half, it's a dusting.
But these people are being ridiculous. They're angry about the snow plows that their city does not have.
Well, there's a few. So Atlanta has a few. Yeah, I mean, because cold weather... A dusting or something like that, it's not unheard of. A couple years ago, Atlanta was shut down because they had a few inches of snow or a light dusting of snow, as we call it. But, you know, here, it's a light dusting of snow. There, if there's a flake, if it looks more than dandruff hitting the ground, oh, my God, the world has come to an end. I understand that. I used to be there. So They're upset because the road equipment did not get out ahead of this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Again, I find it interesting when we've got horrific road conditions sometimes, and today's not going to be any different. We're going to have some interesting road conditions.
Yeah, 3 to 5 again.
Yeah.
But you were mentioning that the mayor and the governor of Georgia were complaining that they didn't get enough warning from the weather people.
Hey, we were told by the weather service that Atlanta was not going to get hit. And so Al Roker comes on the national news and says, well, let me show you the timeline of the Weather Service alerts that happened. And you could tell he was so angry he could have crapped his pants.
He's done that before.
So he shows a map of the Weather Service advisories.
Uh-huh.
And the last one was a full-on severe storm, weather storm warning telling the entire Atlanta area, big swatch of Georgia, the entire area, snow is coming, and it was dated 8 hours before the snow began to fall. And he said, don't you think 8 hours is enough time to get the equipment out? You be the judge. And I thought, you know, Al, I don't like you, but buddy, you hit the nail on the head on this
one. Now, why don't you like Al Roker?
He's just so...
I've heard that off air he's a real tool.
He is. I have had the opportunity to see him off air. He is rude. He's arrogant. He has a real superstar mentality.
Yeah.
And on the air, he's such a dweeb. You know what I mean?
And Bryant Gumbel kind of deserved each other.
Yeah, I agree. So anyway, we got that going for us. So batten down the hatches and get ready. We're going to have 3 inches plus of snow today. And for us, it's like, okay, here we go again. Just pile it up where the rest of it is.
Somebody posted a picture of the blizzard of 78, and I should remember the blizzard of 78 because it was a bad one, worse than what we're having now. There's a picture of a car going down a road, and the snowbanks on either side are 3 times taller than the car is.
All right, so last but not least, to get this day started off, did you hear about the Seattle couple who have named their child a horrible name? You hear about this?
I have not.
All right,
everyone knows that in football, each side puts 11 players on the field.
Yep,
Seattle Seahawks fans call themselves the 12th man.
Yeah, a lot of
That's
people.
Why you see the number 12 all right. over Seattle.
Got it.
Well, a Seattle area family with the last name Man just had a baby. And here she is. Cindy Lee 12th Man.
12th.
Her legal middle name is 12th.
You don't think a girl named 12th Man is going to have some problems later on in
it's
life?
It's her middle name. She won't even use it if she doesn't want to.
You know what they're going to call her? Dozen. How you doing, Dozen? It's going to be your nickname, Dozen.
Be a cool street cred kind of name.
Depending on what your profession is. WSAU. We'll be right back.
You come to New York City now, and if this is your first time, it's going to be confusing because the Super Bowl and the NFL has taken over Times Square. I mean, honest to God, if you've been down there, they got like a rodeo, they got a petting zoo, they got a whoop-de-doo, they got a toboggan ride.
Yeah, toboggan. Luge.
So if you're looking for a hooker now, you got to go over to the United Nations. That's the only...
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.